both process and event. Somehow, for this to be true, time must be cyclical and linear, an apparent contradiction. However, as we probe the Bible's revelation about the nature of time, we see how time functions according to both dynamics. How time works. Long before Albert Einstein and his theory of relativity, and Professor Stephen Hawking and his complex book A Brief History of Time, the Bible revealed how time operates. The best way to study the nature of time is to probe the revelation given by its creator. First, the Bible presents time on two levels, described in two distinct Greek words, kairos and chronos. Kairos has these definitions: a fixed and definite time, the time when things are brought to crisis, the decisive epoch waited for; opportune or seasonable time, the right time, a limited period of time; what time brings, the state of the times, the things and events of time. Chronos, by contrast, refers merely to the passage of time. Think of chronos as the tracks, history the train, and kairos the wheels spinning along the rails. Light, as physics has shown, has the strange nature of being manifest both by particles and by waves. The Bible shows time has a similar quirkiness, being both linear and cyclical. The kairotic aspect of time is revealed in the pleroma, or fullness of chronos. In the Bible's view, the tick-tocks of a clock are building toward a telos, or goal purpose. The end of time, in the biblical view, is not termination, but arrival at the purpose toward which chronos leads. So, after centuries of types and shadows and scores of messianic prophecies, when the fullness of the time, the pleroma of chronos, came, God sent forth his Son. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. The coming of Jesus Christ into the world was the greatest of the kairotic events that will ever occur on the chronos track. Second, kairos events run in cyclical repetition across the line of chronos. History repeats itself as an idea based on this reality. Cyclical kairotic events are not the same in their detail, but they are the same in their general characteristics. So, Jesus said, the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah, Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. Jesus was not suggesting the end times will be an exact duplication of the daily routine of Noah. However, there will be similarity: eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. The generally similar events and circumstances